according to the staff of the Dawn newspaper yesterday or on Thursday, people went to him. These people are suspected to be officers of the National Security Service. They went to him and they had a meeting with him, which, according to the staff of the Dawn newspaper, lasted for almost an hour. And this meeting was only between Emmanuel Monchol, who is the editor-in-chief, and these security officers. Unfortunately, nobody from the staff attended the meeting, so they do not know the content of the meeting. But thereafter, these officers decided to take along with them the editor-in-chief. This is what the staff told us. So yes, we now believe that he has been arrested by personnel who are suspected to come from National Security Service.
Have you been in touch with the National Security Service to just verify that he is in their custody?
We have not yet verified. We have been trying to get hold of our lawyer so that we start a formal process of following up where he is exactly. We have not yet been successful. And we were also believing that since it is a government, if they are suspected to be national security officers, and indeed if they are, they would produce him in court within 24 hours, according to what the law says. But since this has not happened, we want to engage further with the lawyer and see what next we can do.
What about the media authority? I mean, the media authority always makes statements that they are here to protect the interests of journalists and to make sure that any dispute between journalists, you know, their sources, they will intervene. Any words from the media authority?
Not yet. Not yet. Not no word yet from media authority. And because we see that since arrest has already been made, the best thing to do is to actually get a lawyer on board and try to make sure that the law is followed as we try to inform media authority. We always urge members of the public or even the members of security that if anyone has any complaint about anyone who works in the media or a media house, they should go to media authority, because by law, media authority is given the mandate to handle these cases. It is only when media authority is unable to handle the case that is when they are supposed to make arrests or go to police. But unfortunately, we see some cases like the one of Monchol. He is arrested. Of course, we still do not know fully why exactly he has been arrested, but the best thing to do would have been to start from media authority.
And who owns the Dawn newspaper? Who are the people behind Dawn newspaper?
What we know is that Monchol is the editor-in-chief, but the owners of the newspaper itself, we have not really investigated to know who are the owners, but we know that Monchol is the editor-in-chief. That is the only information we have at the moment. Unless we go to the Ministry of Justice to find out the registration status, we cannot know who owns the paper.
How many journalists are under detention in South Sudan? I mean, there are always stories about harassment here and there, and you have been vocal advocating for, you know, fair due process. How many journalists are in government custody in South Sudan?
At the moment, it's only Monchol that we can talk about, but we've had cases of people being arrested and released and so forth. For example, we've had just a few days ago, a journalist from Western Equatoria State called Alex Digi has been arrested and then he was released. And this journalist also happened to be a press secretary in the office of the governor in Western Equatoria State. So that also complicates for us a bit of the issues, because sometimes when somebody is at the level of a press secretary, then you do not know what exactly is arrested for. Is it for a political issue, or is it, you know, so it becomes a bit difficult. We've had that case anyway. He has been released without being taken to court. We've had also a journalist in Eastern Equatoria recently, Sisto, the journalist who was working for Singaita FM. He was also arrested because of a conflict between the church and the media. Okay, the case was also resolved. We have had also a case in Western Equatoria where a journalist was accused of defamation. He was arrested and later released. So we have had cases of arrest and release, arrest and release. Yes, we've had a number of them. And that's why we keep saying before we go to arrest, we should first go to media authority and try to see if the issue can be resolved from there.
The relationship between the government of South Sudan and journalists is that of love and hate. Is there a way this situation could be, you know, resolved through dialogue to make sure that each entity understands the duties and the responsibilities of each other?
Yes, yes. It can be resolved by dialogue. What we believe is that there's a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of bringing journalists and especially government institutions together so that people discuss some of the issues. What are the fears of those government officials? And what are the areas that maybe they feel that journalists are not doing well so that we avoid a situation where people get arrested? However, the challenge with the issue of, for example, security is that they always have changes, which is, of course, within their rights. For example, the former DG has been removed of the National Security Service. We have a new DG, may come with new ideas. Some officers will be shifted. Maybe officers who are already trained on how to handle media have been shifted to another department. So those kinds of changes make it a bit difficult to always have a smooth sailing. That means each and every time you need to really have meetings, you need to have workshops, bring people together so that you start understanding yourselves. The problem is when the changes are very frequent, then you find it very difficult to resolve some of these problems through dialogue.